Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne from Astrology Look Inside and a couple other things I do. And I don't know if you can hear me. I got my fan on full blast. I got my lights off. I don't even know if you can see me because I don't have the lights on. Let me see if I can. Maybe I'll put it on for now. But it's hot. It's so hot here. I don't even know the temperature. I just know it's freaking hot. It's so hot. I didn't even put on a full set of makeup. I just put on a thin, you know, something to come on camera with. But it's hot. And I think it's supposed to go up in the 90s today. It's going to be one of those days. So, I mean, I'm not happy about it, but, you know, it is what it is. So, I've been, the reason I came, and I don't know if you can tell, but I've got this new look here. And I don't quite have the bangs doing what I want the bangs to do yet. You know what I mean? Because I always have a certain look that I like, and I keep doing it, and it doesn't have it. It's like it's got these weird wings on here, and it's freaking me out a little bit. I'm not quite used to it yet. But anyway, it's one of those. I kind of like it. It kind of has the blonde underneath. So, yeah. But I'm not sure I like the bangs on the top. That's the part that's getting me. Like, it's just not sitting. Hopefully, I'll get it trained. Anyway, you guys, it's just like me to sit around and play with my hair. But I'm going through this, not a training, but I'm just learning things about, I would say, hold on, I even have the TV on. I'm going to actually come back. I might even do this on my podcast because I really want to talk about it. And I'm really self-conscious because I'm going to have to, like, maybe do something with this hair. Like, maybe iron it or something to get it to do what it needs to do. Because what's that? What is this? You know what I mean? What is that? I don't get this. Anyway, so I'm just saying. I'm over here thinking about, okay, what am I going to do? But I think, look. You know, that's not acceptable. I think I might have to pin it down, maybe. Oh, wait, I just got it behind my ear a little. Oh, maybe that's the look they're going for. That kind of, it worked with the hair. Maybe that's what it wants to do. Anyway, so, this thing is talking about the narcissistic energy. The narcissistic energy that is, it actually is an energy that when a person is in a relationship, in a narcissistic relationship, you know, especially if you're in it for a long time, once you get out of it, you carry this narcissistic energy with you. I mean, it permeates everything that you do because you've been basically trained and molded into, you know, whatever it is the narcissist has molded you into after so many years. And so this experience is not mine alone. It's one that many who have been through what I've been through go through. And so I just looked down and I just saw something new from Dr. Carmen Bryant, and it says overcoming narcissistic abuse. And I don't know if you guys have done any research. I've tried to reach out to some of my friends and family about the fact that I was going through something that was narcissistic abuse. But I think whenever you talk about it, first of all, I think a lot of it's being thrown around so much that, you know, most people don't pay attention. And then, of course, there's always that fear, like, no one likes to get in the middle of anybody's marriage because sometimes they'll fight and then they'll go back. You know, everyone knows that story, right? But then, you know, there's just, sometimes people just don't want to hear it. And it's sad and it's scary because you think, oh my God, I went through this experience and it wasn't normal. Like, I said in one of my last videos, like, everyone's broke up with somebody at one time, usually, right? It's not that. It's not about the breakup itself. It's about the fact that you're being discarded, you're being devalued. I mean, all of these things, gaslighted, and I mean, it's a horrible thing, actually, when you stop and you listen to some of these things that they say about these people, because I always feel like, wow, I can sense in me that I had the potential in me, definitely, to be one, but I know that I am more codependent, and I am trying to work on that. I think I've actually beat that, and maybe that was what this whole marriage thing was meant to teach me. Was like, look, do you really need a partner? Really? Because when you get into a situation like that, where you're feeling like, I'd rather just sit here and pick at my nose than go and talk to that person, then that means it's time to get out of your relationship. And I think I had gotten there. In the real, in the marriage, we had a couple of few moments in that marriage that were ugly. He pretty much pulled away, and so did I. I was mimicking his every move, and I've decided that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm not going to mimic people. I'm going to do what they say. When you the first time you sense that you're being abused. And by a narcissist, or you're in the midst of getting narcissistic abuse, get the hell out and stay out. Because if someone devalues you, or they've got this pattern, they've done it before you, they're going to do it again. It's just part of their habit. And I don't know why I brought into the idea that that man had only been with six partners when he came into our relationship fully knowing things about Dom and Doms and what is it? Servience, or I forget. It never clicked in my brain because I'm not into that like that. But he was into that. Whatever that thing is, I'm not into that. I'm too independent. I'm a Capricorn tiger. I could have told him it wasn't going to work with me. And I got a Taurus moon, and my Mars is in Leo. Domesticate, no damn Capricorn tiger. I mean, you're only going to get him down. You're going to get him tamed, but so much. But you're not going to get what he was trying to get, which I think really was a slave, or just someone who was so subservient that they didn't have a life outside of the relationship. And I think when I started developing astrology, look inside, and it started doing well. I think he literally got jealous of my business and chose to go off and be drunk. So, that's just it. And if you look at it the other way around, you could look at it like I chose to pursue my dream and my business other than him because, well, he wasn't there anyway. Why would I choose him? He wasn't there. He was never there, really. He only came in to get laid, really. If I'm honest about it now, man, I'm gonna call a spade. Anyway, I hope this is my last time talking about it, to be honest with you, really. But I want to tell everyone exactly why, if you even got to this point in my video. It's a negative vibe, and I'm hoping that today around the, ish, that the negative vibe will go away. But I just got, when you got that horrible pit in your stomach, it's your solar plexus, I think. When everything hurts, it hurts. Because, like, I think today was the day that he proposed to me, or, like, these are all, like, June, from June 9th on, from, like, June 9th to June, I think, 20th, it's going to be painful. It was all our first. Everything was our first. Like, when we first announced our engagement, when we first got engaged, when we first dated, when we first met each other, when we first did like almost everything. And so it's like, it's all of that. It's all of that. And it just is freaky and weird to, really, I think it's my first June without him. So, I got like a weird crampy thing in the pit of my stomach. Because even for his birthday, I wished him happy birthday last month. So, I mean, I'm not a monster. I mean, I just blocked him because I think it's the best thing. Considering what they say about people that do what just happened to me, the worst thing you can do is not block them. And so, because you need to make sure it doesn't start whatever that thing is that they do. And so I didn't want to go through that. And I saw it was starting to, what they call hovering or whatever. Anyway, it's just ugly. I'm hoping that once I get through this month, and I have a feeling I'm going to be really busy. You know, everything's really going to be a all new year, all new thing. I mean, it'll be really one complete year without having this guy in my life, really. Because even after June, I saw him, but he was never the same after June. It was never the same. Believe me, it was never the same. I never felt right. Never. So, I'm just hoping this horrible feeling, because I think what it is, really, I'm going to go and maybe do one of Scott's old hypnotism sessions. And I think what it is that I, in my soul and spirit, I'm raging, like angry. Like, I'm either crying or I'm angry. I don't know if I should be crying or if I should be angry, but right now, look, I'm so hypnotized out and so zened out and so meditated out and so binauraled out that I'm not crying, I'm not ranting, I'm not cursing, I'm not any of that. It's like this real dull kind of like reality acceptance thing, you know. And I think I've gotten to that point where I'm at that reality acceptance thing. And there is gratitude. I've said it before. I keep saying that, don't I? There is a sense of gratitude I have that, like, thank you, God, for getting me out of that. Thank you for pulling me away from whatever that wouldn't be good for me. And, you know, I feel kind of bad for my little bow guy who keeps trying, you know. We talk occasionally. I just feel like he's giving me my space, which is good. And I think I need it. So, you know, and it's okay. I'm okay with that. Because I know I've got a lot of things I'll need to do. I'm going to be busy. And, plus, I'm not trying to interfere on anyone else's life. Like, I don't want anyone to feel burdened by me. Like, if there's something there he'd rather go do, I'm not going to stop him. I don't think that's the right thing. Wait, I don't know if I'm saying it right or if I'm doing it right. I mean, I really like the guy, and I really would like to be, you know, more with him. But I think because of what I just came out of, I just got this, I don't want to call it I just want to say it's a realist attitude. I don't think it's defeatist. I mean, I think it's the realist attitude. Like, my thing was, there was always a chance, as long as my husband stayed in England and never moved here with me and never made any, had a life where he could move me there with him, there was always going to be the possibility that what happened was going to happen because, well, we never got to build a bond. Even when you get married, you get to build a bond. And I remember we had gotten into an argument once because he had said he was going to come into some money. And when he got into the money, he wanted to go on this vacation to go traveling or whatever with this money. But he had never said that he wanted us. He was saying, oh, we would call it a honeymoon. And I'm like, but how is that a honeymoon if when it's all said and done, you go one way and I go another? That ain't no damn honeymoon. That's a vacation. That's exactly what I said. That's a vacation. That's not a honeymoon. A honeymoon is when you go off on a vacation together, but it's the opener to your new life together. When you get off of that, that's why they call it a honeymoon. I mean, that's the difference of it being a vacation. When you get off of the honeymoon, it's like you're preparing for your life together. And then when you get off, you actually have your life together. That's what it's for. It's like spending your first few we spent a few weeks together in my apartment, but we've never went on a honeymoon. It was a bad marriage all around. No matter how many times I talk about it or try to find ways to like beautify it, I try. It's just, isn't that funny? I thought it was such a beautiful marriage, and it only took one bad ending and all of the good memories have dissipated. Anyway, I'm going to go do my podcast. I'm very self-conscious because I've had a breakout on my chin lately, and it's, you know, one of the reasons I haven't been taping. And look, my little neck, I'm losing weight, so I'm getting all kind of chicken neck. I don't know how I'm going to get my neck firm. Oh, it's so upsetting. I mean, I know older women use all kind of secrets. I heard Gold Bond had something for the neck. Okay, I'm going to, they got all kind of little secrets out now that make you look like you're 20 when you're my age. So I'll go see what they are. I used to have the gold eye things. That's why my eyes are, and sorry about my eyebrows, y'all. I told y'all I didn't do no makeup. I just came right on out here like I belonged out here. I didn't even do anything. I'm sorry, y'all. I just wanted to talk. I might, like I said, some of these, I record them. I'm not even sure I'm going to share them. I might just podcast them. I don't know. I might share it. I might. I don't know. It depends. Maybe when I look back and see how bad my hair looked and my skin. See, that's why I said I got issues with image. I know I've got image issues. So, I mean, that's why I always wonder, like, was I coming off like I was the narcissist person? I've got narcissistic qualities, I'm sure of it. I mean, I got Mars and Leo, for goodness sake. Of course I do. I can't imagine not. Really. I just can't imagine not having some. I try to, you know, I think me standing up for myself shows I have a little goomph. Like I didn't just let someone step on me forever. I stood up for myself and said I deserve better because I freaking deserve better. So, I mean, if anything, I am a Capricorn Tigress. I have proved that I am worthy and I do deserve better and I will fight for what I want. And I'm not no damn pushover. And I did know about narcissism, but I'd be, woe to the fool who tries it again, sucker. Because I'll catch you. You know what I mean? It ain't gonna happen again, dude. So, you know, if you are one of them types, you know, just creep on gently away because I'm gonna catch you. And I'm gonna call you out on all your bullshit because I don't got time for that. I just do not even feel like going through anything remotely like I was through. And I guess this is what my daughter told me. She's like, "Mommy, don't become bitter." That's one of the first things she said to me. She's like, "Mommy, don't become bitter." Because most women that have ish like this happen to them become bitter. And I can't say that I blame them. You know what I mean? The first instinct under the circumstance is to become bitter. But then when you find out about narcissists, how they operate and how they spread the vile like a disease from person to person, because they do this ish to people over and over again, like a bad record that just doesn't know how to stop freaking playing. I mean, they just leave a trail of endless broken promises behind them. That's what they do. They're freaking narcissists. And some are different. He is a certain type. You know, the covert, the somatic, or whatever. This guy was breaking them down. Like, he's got them all listed out. And I thought, wow, that one that he mentioned was my ex. Wow. I mean, butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. You would never suspect him of doing any. I mean, I brought everything that man said, hook, line, and sinker. I keep saying that because that is the truth. And that is the miraculous thing about being with a actual narcissist. You'll know the difference between being in a relationship and having a breakup with a narcissist versus being in a relationship and having a breakup with a normal person that you dated. There's a difference. You know the difference, you feel the difference. When you're with a narcissist, they're doing ish that does not make no damn sense. No matter how you look at it. It's very childish, it's immature, it's unpredictable. Unpredictable. That's the one thing. The instability of it all. Whether it be the drunken bouts or the stupid arguments or the gaslighting or talking over you or making you feel insignificant or, you know, actually physically hitting on you, withholding sex, starving you sexually, actually starving you from their presence. That was the one part I thought was disgusting beyond words. And I'm thinking, what for? No wonder you don't have no damn sexual appetite, especially if you're out doing other people there. I mean, I don't know if that's it, but and the alcohol alone is enough. But oh, it's also, you see my face? My face twists up because that's why I feel like I want to go back through one of Scott's hypnotism sessions, because it leaves such a dark, empty bile behind when it happens. And in my case, and since I know astrology, well, I know that I've been hit with Pluto. Pluto's right on my ascendant, and so is Saturn. And so, I mean, in certain ways, I got this thing in my stomach. It hurts because I feel like, oh gosh, is this what I deserved after all the years of hoping and praying for love? This is all I deserved, was someone who treated me like I was garbage and threw me away like a plastic wrapper? That's all I deserved, really. And somehow I don't believe that. And that's why I left the relationship. Because I knew he wasn't about shit. And he was never going to be about shit. And even if he was, it wasn't going to be with me. Because he didn't have the... He wasn't treating me right. You know, when someone doesn't even look at you, they're not talking to you, but they're not even looking at you. There is nothing more devaluing than that, right? And I was living through that hell. So anyone who wants to blame me or call me a bitch or whatever they want to call me, well, you know, hats off to you. But I feel pretty happy that I got the F out of that BS. Because sometimes, especially now that I know that the effer never loved me, that makes it worse. I was putting up with BS because I thought the effer loved me. Now that I know he never loved me, it makes every moment that I spent with him like a memory of torture. Like I almost feel like I need to be brainwashed to get it out of my brain. I'm suffering from effing PTSD from it. Anyway, I guess I'm going to go listen to Dr. Carmen Bryan. Overcoming narcissism. Oh, she says the narcissist relapse. That's what I wanted to be careful about. Because, you know, I've seen another little cancer guy who himself is an admitted narcissist. But even with him and his narcissism, it's a whole different story. I mean, he might have all of it in him to do what my ex did, but he seems to be a whole completely different type of narcissist. Even he's upset at my ex-husband for what he did, because he's like, he didn't do it right. You don't do it like that. You don't mess up somebody like that. That's just wrong. I mean, I could have effed him up any time, but I didn't do that to him. Why would I? I thought he was my friend. And I think that's the worst thing about actual betrayal, when you're duped and betrayed. And that's why I always say I was duped and I was betrayed. Like, some people just say I was lied and cheated on. No, I was duped and betrayed because he hid his real self, the real persona, the real person that he was away from me up until the very last day. Really? Everything was a lie, probably all along. He had probably been cheating, lying, whatever the hell he was doing, behind my back all along. But it was not until the moment that I finally said I deserve better that he came out of character and admitted he didn't love me, and pretty much the marriage was over. Because there was nothing there. I mean, if you don't even have love, it's bad enough you're treating a person shitty. You're treating them shabbily. You're treating your marriage like it doesn't matter. You're treating your marriage like it's a piece of shit. But then on top of that, you don't love the person. Why did you even put yourself through that even? Why? There's the one part, and that's the part that I keep taking the hypnotist sessions for, because I don't want to be plagued with the why question of the insanity. The why really is the person was effing insane. That's the why. And no matter how much I go over it, beyond they have an issue that none of us will ever understand, except maybe if he gets to a professional. You know, asking why is just like keeping that pit in your stomach. Because you don't get the answer. There is no answer. And you know it was effed up. And it's like... So I'm looking forward to the day when I can actually talk about this and I don't get that feeling in my solar plexus, in my pit of my stomach. Like, you know, that churny, you almost want, like someone stabbing you in your gut feeling. And I got that. And I'm looking at myself, I look every bit of 20 years older than I did in October. Every bit of 20 years older. Every bit. Especially up around the neck and the eyes, and yeah, every bit of 20 years older. I'm gonna have to get some of that gold collagen stuff. I think I'm gonna get some of that, just so I can, yeah, I might, you know, because I've lost weight and my skin is loose. Oh, I had those little Chinese rollers. I'm gonna get those out. I did that last time and they pulled my skin back. I'm gonna do that. Okay, anyway. I'm such a woman, no matter what. Hey, look, this guy put me back out on the market at over 55 years old. No woman over 55 should ever be on the market, ever. How dare he, dirty bastard. That alone puts him in that category. Because he could have let me go back when I was 50 or 49 or whatever. Why would he do this? This makes me so angry. Luckily for me, I have maintained somewhat of my cuteness. And I am going to look into getting that little Chinese roller out. I'm telling you, I got this Chinese roller. It's like this little thing, and you take it, and it starts like this, and it goes up along your face like this. And you just keep doing this, and doing this, and doing this. And it feels good, actually, when you do it. But it's like these little rollers. And even just doing it now, look. Can you see how my face starts to look younger? So anyway, I'm going to start doing that. And when I did it last time, I swear, I started looking so young after doing that. So I'm going to go get that Chinese roller for my neck. Because I've lost, I don't know how much, you know. You can tell when you start losing weight and you start getting that, you know. Yeah. And this summer, I'm sure I got another 30 pounds to go before summer's over. Because I gained weight, you know. I need to lose this. Ain't nobody trying to hold on to this weight. So, I'm okay with losing another 30, maybe even 40 if I'm lucky. Oh, that reminds me, I know a lot of y'all have diet pills. So, anyone who has a good, natural weight loss plan that is not going to send mama into, like, weight gain reversal, because I hate people who say, oh, you can lose 6 pounds in a week, but you're going to gain back 22 pounds next month. That's the part they don't tell you. I've been at this for almost 6 years. I guess it's all, yeah, it's just, it is 6 years. 6 years this month. It is 6 years. It'll be 6 years on the 25th, I think it is, of June. 6 years I've been at this. And when I look at myself now, 6 years later, and I'm over here talking about how I got hanging skin because I lost too much weight. Wow! absolutely wow. I know I got more weight to lose, but that makes me feel really proud that, you know, because, hey, you guys, I've told the story, but 6 years ago, I was so big. Ah, man. I went in to go get medical marijuana because I knew I was dying. And I feel like it saved my life. So, I mean, some people don't like to hear that story. But, you know, look at all the CBD sales now. So, yeah. So, obviously, I was not wrong in what I did. I saved my life. I brought back my youth. I was able to dance. I got out of a wheelchair. I lost my diabetes. I mean, I could go on and on what happened to me. It is 6 years later. My diabetes has not come back. I am still wearing size 16, and I just got into my 14 jeans. This is 6 years later, okay? So I just want to put it into perspective how blessed I feel because of that. There are some people who lose weight, and they gain it back, and they can never lose it again. Or they, you know, they have to go through surgeries and all kind of things. And I still want to get down, you know, to maybe a size 10 or so, like, you know, about 170. I like to do that. I don't want to be over, you know, I want to be about, I would take 160 to 170. You know, my goal was 130 to 140, but I think at my age, it's not necessary to be under 140. And so I would take 150 or 160. Yeah, why not? Take 170 and call it a day. I mean, I'm at this age to be a, you know, a healthy, you know, muscle, you know, someone who's working out, or I try to lift weights occasionally, and, you know, my thing is, I know if I get, well, my thing is, I know I got a couple of surgeries. Like, I know I got a stomach surgery. And I probably am going to have surgery, you know, if I can afford it, I would get surgery on my arms. Because, you know, sometimes I look like I'm flying because I've lost so much weight on my arms. And my, you know, some, they have other ones like upper and lower body lifts and all that stuff. So I'm looking at those options because once you lose a certain amount of weight, well, you know, their skin. I'm lucky I danced it off. It's not as bad as a lot of people. I've been very blessed. Anyway, you guys, I just realized I ran on an extra 10 minutes just rambling again. I really don't understand why I do it. I do. And I appreciate anyone who listens to any of my rambling sessions because I do them. And so, you know, thank you for listening. All right. Well, much love and light to all. Bye now. Oh, and if you haven't, you can check out all my different websites at AdrianOBHQ, by the way. Because I do have multiple websites. But if you want to find out about my astrology, you can find out at astrologyyoulookinside.com. Okay. Bye now.